We have come to the sixth day. Today God's creating culminates. The light, the land, the sky, the sea, the plants and animals, birds, it all culminates today. It all led up to today, to this moment, to this his prized possession. Today is the sixth day, Friday. Today it will be finished. For the physical creation is a mirror of the recreation found in Christ. So today is unlike any other day. God speaks not to create man, but to discuss in a Trinitarian council what he is about to do. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. No one is like God, but God. And yet man will be like God. He is in the image of God. Once God spoke to simply create, now he kneels down into the very dirt. His hands pick up that dirt and craft and mold his crowning jewel. He steps back to make sure everything is just so. He takes his time. Nothing is rushed. Not one molecule can be out of place. Not one atom can be out of sorts. But every hair, every muscle, and every organ must be just so. And when all is perfect, when all is right, he breathes out the spirit of life, and that lump of dirt becomes a living being. Do not think that somehow Adam was made neutral, but he was filled with the life of God. He was made a believer. He was in the image and likeness of God. That is, he was holy and he was righteous. Then God gives him a woman, flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. So in the image of God, he made him. Male and female, he made them. And God saw that it was very good. But soon God spoke, dust you are, and to dust you shall return. The forbidden fruit had stripped Adam and his descendants of the image and likeness of God. And sin took its place. They lost holiness and gained wickedness. Now inside of them was a constant drive and desire to sin and rebel against God. No longer were they in God's image, but they fought against God. They hated God and wanted nothing to do with him. And this is what is passed down to you and to me. Do not think that our little bundles of joy or even ourselves were born somehow neutral, but they were born enemies of God. And they had a strong desire and pull to do the opposite of what God said. There is nothing good in our natural state. Our soul was corrupted. Our body was filled with death. Our will was wicked. Our soul was deeply stained. And God's perfect creation ended up being ruined by you and by me. For we only have added to creation's chaos and to man's misery. The image of man now flourishes among us. And we cannot just point our fingers to those people out there ruining everything. It is our fault, our own most grievous fault. We put our needs above the needs of others. And oh, how this grieves our tender Creator. Our sins fill his heart with pain. And this image of man simply leads us right back down to the dust of the earth. Our Lord shed a tear at the grave of Lazarus, and he will weep at our grave as well. For this is not the outcome he created for us. This was not his intended desire for man. But we were powerless to stop death's approach, for we could not even remove even one speck of sin. And yet today is that sixth day. Today is unlike any other day. All history, all events, the rising and falling of great nations, the reigning of great men known throughout history, everything has led up to this day, to this moment, to this atonement, to this cross, to this holy hill, to this divine sacrifice. Today, the Creator of heaven and earth redeems his sad creatures with his own precious blood. In eternity, the Holy Trinity discussed this. They knew full well what would happen. This divine counsel and the Son's willingness show the uniqueness of man. Fallen angels would not be saved, but fallen man would be saved. No man can become God, but God can become man. And he has taken your dusty body into the very Godhead. He loves sacrificially where you have loved selfishly. He restores sight. He heals the sick, calms the sea, raises the dead. He brings order to sin's chaos. And finally, he rips out all sin from you. Yes, he even rips out the image of Adam from you. And he takes it on as his very own. What filled man, he now bears. What turned man back to dust, he now carries. He's the substitute of the whole world, the perfect lamb, who is the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. Once more, he stoops down to the dust, this time to make it his bed. The burden of our sin is great, the weight of wrath heavy, but he takes his time. Every sin must be eternally paid for. Every image of man must be done away with. He can't rush. He will not rush, lest he forget one sin. Strenuously, he works to restore man, to atone for his sins. Strenuously, he works to atone for your sins. Everything must be just so. Nothing can be out of place. Finally, then he speaks. It is finished. Nothing has been forgotten. Everything is perfect. What he had set out to do at Christmas, he now completes with great labor. Blood stains his face and his body. Holes decorate his hands and feet and side. But it is finished. Atonement has been made. Man is redeemed. Salvation has been won. Everything in his life has led up to this moment, to this suffering, to this agonizing and bloody death. To this death in your place. Everything has led him up to save you. As in the beginning he breathed out the spirit of life into Adam, so once again he breathes out that Holy Spirit on the cross so that you might have life through him. And God saw all that Christ had done, and it was very good. It is good that God died in your place. Sin is atoned for. Wrath is gone. Sin itself is gone. The image of Adam is gone. Pain and suffering are gone. Disease and frailty are gone. Death is gone. It is all gone from you by the blood of Christ. It is all gone. Today is a good day. That's why we call it Good Friday. Out of all the days in the church year, only this day bears the name Good. For it is good that the Son of God died in your place. Heaven is won, forgiveness is won, life is won, salvation is won, freedom is won, a new creation is won. The image of God is won for all mankind. The image of God is won for you. It is all won for you by the blood of Christ. You are his crowning jewel. You are his prized possession. You are the apple of his eye. You are his joy and his delight. He created you in your mother's womb, and he redeemed you this day by his blood-stained cross. For his love is selfless, eternally selfless. And on Easter evening, he will once again breathe out that same creating spirit onto his ministers, who then turn around and breathe it out on you in the forgiveness of sins. So as you have borne the image of Adam, the man of dust, so now you bear the image of Christ, the man from heaven. Delicately, carefully, he crafts and molds you in his image and in his likeness. He trains you in his righteousness. You cannot possibly imagine all that he has done for you, all that that cross has done for you. It doesn't look like it, but today is a good day. For today is the sixth day, Friday. Today is good, for today God has finished his work. Today is good, for sin is gone, and man's sin is atoned for. Today is good, for the image of Adam is removed, and the image of God is restored. Today is good, for he has breathed out the spirit of life on a fallen world. Today is good, For today God entered the dust of death to give our dusty bodies life. Today is good, for today God has eternally blessed man and woman. Today is good, for today he has reclaimed his prized possession, his crowning jewel, his joy, his delight, the apple of his eye. Today by his holy blood he has reclaimed you. And God saw all that he had done, and it was very good.